For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Madison Hutchinson, defenseman. And Maddie, first of all, it's your second season with the Beavers. How do you think this year's going compared to last year?
I think it's been going really well. We've been playing really well together, and it's just been flowing, which is really nice.
It's also been a lot of fun. You guys have had some great success here in the first half. You guys knocked off the Gophers. You took 5 out of 6 points on the road there. You've beaten many other ranked teams this year. For you personally, what's that like knowing that your team has come together so quick?
It makes the season so much more fun, being together with the girls, winning. It just makes us more confident, makes us want to work harder and keep winning.
Of course, the last two weekends of the first half didn't quite go probably as planned. How do you guys plan to come out here in this second half on a higher note?
Well, it's a clean slate now. We're coming out fresh after Christmas. We just got to keep rolling, got to get back into our groove and start scoring some more goals.
Your team is also fourth in the nation on the penalty kill. I know special teams is so big in the WCHA. What's been kind of the secret of this penalty kill this season?
Hard work, I'd say. Hard work, block shots. Everyone's out there willing to get in front of a shot if need be, and we've been doing good on keeping them to the outside, so I think that's a really big key.
Your defense has been so good this year, so solid, with you, with Billich, Joyce, Terrace, and everybody else that's been on defense this year. What's been clicking for you?
I think, well, we've been really communicating really well this year. It doesn't matter who you're playing with. D pairings get mixed up all the time, so we're just, when we get out there, we talk, and it just helps. I don't know, we've been clicking really well.
Your offense has been very good this year. Everybody's getting a goal or assists. People are scoring, and it's not just one or two superstars. That makes it hard for your opponents, doesn't it?
Definitely, because they can't just shut down one player, one line, because if they try to shut down them, that means their other lines are going to come out and they're going to be deadly against them.
What kind of team goals have you guys set for the second half?
Well, I think we want to be top four for sure, get home advantage for going into playoffs. I think that's huge. First time we've done that in a long time, if we can do that.
How was your Christmas?
Christmas was really good. Nice to be home for a bit.
How does the Hutchinson family celebrate Christmas?
We celebrate Christmas probably from the 21st to about the 27th, so it's a big family ordeal.
What was your favorite gift you got this year?
My parents surprised us with Jets tickets.
You get to go see the Winnipeg Jets, or did you already get to see them?
I went to see them. They played the Wild on the 30th and blew a 2-0 lead, so it's a pretty good game except for that.
Do you set a New Year's resolution, or are you just one of those people that says, bah, whatever?
Or go with the flow. No setting just one goal. There's a lot of things that I want to improve on and keep working on in my life, so not just one thing.
What's the best part of road tripping with the Beavers?
Rooming with new people every time, getting to know each other better and better. It's a fun experience. The bus rides are never dull, so it's always fun.
Okay, I got to ask, whose decision was it to do the Harry Potter marathon on this trip?
I think Huber was a pretty big push towards Huber and Witt, yeah. It was a pretty big push towards the Harry Potter marathon. I'm sure we'll finish it by the time we go home.
I'm not complaining. I'm a big fan. How much more do you love hockey when you don't have to be worrying about classes or tests? Or, I mean, you guys have 2 more weeks before you go back to school. How fun is this?
Oh, it's the dream. Living the dream, just playing hockey and sleeping. That's pretty much the two things we do. So, no, it's pretty awesome.
All right. What is kind of the game plan going into Lindenwood? You know it's non-conference. Is it just to kind of get some momentum going into the rest of the second half?
No, for sure. I think it's getting our groove back together, getting ready to go back into our WCHA games. We've got a few big weekends coming up here. We're going to need some wins, so got to get rolling for those.
Long month ahead of just travel. Doesn't get too tiring, does it?
No, especially not having school. It'll make it a lot easier. It's like when we're trying to juggle school and being on the road every weekend, it's harder. But it's nice that we don't have school for a bit, but it will be a hard few weeks. It's fun, though.
Maddie, who's your favorite opponent in WCHA play?
Oh, that's hard. But it's always fun when we play UND. It's always always fun to play them. Our rivalry with them is pretty good, so it's nice. Especially going down to UND close to home. Lots of family gets to come out and watch, so that's really nice.
Maddie, thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.